Let's go back out to our phones and bring in legendary Olympic swimmer Dara Torres, and she joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Dara, good morning. Really great to have you aboard this morning.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me this morning.
It's a pleasure. We've had you on a few times before in the past, and it's always a lot of fun. Can you believe it? 99 days to the Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Man, I just incredible.
What can we look forward to?
I mean, it sounds like it's going to be a great Olympiad. There's obviously some concerns, but tell us about some of the great things that we can look forward to.
You know, the Olympics is always a special event, and as you know, it happens for whether it's summer or winter Olympics every 4 years for the athletes. And I mean, if you think about it, you have the best athletes in the entire world at this one event at this one time every 4 years. And so there's a lot of pressure. And, you know, you have to be on. And you'll see a lot of athletes that have been there in the past, like the Michael Phelps and, you know, Gabby Douglas and those type of athletes that are going to do great in their sports. But there's always new up-and-comers. And so it's always interesting to see, you know, who can really, you know, handle the pressure and get up there and perform.
Well, you know, you're working with a group of our first-time Olympians and hopefuls. And, you know, go back in time and tell us what it was like when you went to your first Olympic Games and, you know, how you're going to share that experience with these young Olympians to help them be best prepared, number one. And then looking ahead, talk about how much of an advantage it was to go to subsequent Olympic Games and have the benefit of experience.
That's a great question. My first Olympic Games, I was 17 years old, so I've just finished my junior year in high school. And that was back in 1984, and I just was this kid bouncing off the walls, almost in awe of everyone else, sort of forgetting that, oh, wait, I'm an Olympian too. And, you know, you had athletes like Michael Jordan, Patrick Ewing, Mary Lou Retton, Carl Lewis, like all these amazing athletes there. But you have to remember, you have to focus on why you're there too. And I think one of the things I learned as I got older that I try to share with these younger athletes is the fact that, you know, you've done all the work up to this point. You need to go out there and enjoy it and not put too much pressure on yourself, because whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And I think that's a lesson I learned as I got older and when I swam my fifth and final Olympic Games. You know, I was really able to – I was just as nervous as I was in my first Olympics, but I was really able to go out there and enjoy it and just kind of take it all in.
You know, and it's funny, you're helping our first-time Olympians and giving them the benefit of your wisdom and experience and helping them prepare for the Olympics. Well, you're not alone. Kellogg's helps our Olympians prepare for the Olympic Games. And, Dara, you're the captain of Team Kellogg's. Talk a little bit about Team Kellogg's and how they help Olympians prepare for the Olympic Games.
That's right. I'm the old lady. You know, I'm really enjoying working with Kellogg's to celebrate the everyday motivation to drive us to our goals. And I'm a big goal setter. All these athletes are big goal setters. And when I go out and try to, you know, speak to people, give motivational talks, I talk about setting goals. It doesn't have to be about being an athlete to set goals. And you know, being on Team Kellogg's and the fact that they're so supportive and they've been an Olympic sponsor for many years, it's an easy fit. And, you know, we're out here today at this event sort of, you know, demonstrating what we do best. We have Tom Shields, the swimmer, who has a virtual reality video that people going up to his booth. And we have Simone Biles, a gymnast, who is on the balance beam giving a wonderful demonstration. And then Julie Johnson is in the goalie and working with some kids on their soccer skills. And it's just, you know, it's a great experience. Ajay Wilson is here, the track and field athlete, who's an amazing, amazing athlete and trains out in Philly. So it's a wonderful group of athletes and people that Kellogg's has put together on their team, and it's a very humbling experience to be asked to be a part of it.
Those are the dulcet tones of legendary Olympic swimmer Dara Torres joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Now, I hear police cars behind you and sirens.
Yes.
Now,
I
can't see you.
What's going on
back? Are you getting arrested or something? Or what's going on back there?
No, I'm not getting arrested. This is typical, like, middle of New York City with sirens and policemen. And but, you know, we're here out in Union Square, and this is where Kellogg's is set up. And everyone has their own cereal box, which is pretty cool. And we've got demonstrations going on that the athletes are giving to the fans. And it's a wonderful atmosphere. I wish you could see it. Unfortunately, this is radio, but it's just a great sight right now.
If you ever saw my paycheck, you'd know how unfortunate being in radio really is. But
I came out wrong. I didn't mean it like that. But you know what I mean? Like, you can't see it.
Yeah, no, I know. And it's really cool that each of these athletes has their own cereal box. As somebody who spent a big chunk of his years with a picture on the post office wall, it'd be much cooler to be memorialized on a cereal box, something I could look forward
right?
to. Yeah, well, it'd be a step up, that's for sure.
I was just going to say, I forgot to mention one other athlete who's here, who's a Paralympian, and to me, she's the most motivating person here to be a Paralympian and doing what she's doing, and she has two kids, and her name's Natalie Boulay, and she's here too, demonstrating her weightlifting and what she does for her event, which is discus. So I would be remiss if I didn't mention her too, so I apologize about that.
No, not at all. I'm glad you brought that up because it leads me to ask. You've talked about a bunch of these great athletes in general and that young lady in particular. If I want to follow along on these athletes' journeys, tell me what I can do and where I can go to follow along and watch their journeys develop.
Well, Kellogg's did a great job of videotaping all the athletes and how they get their day started and sort of what their training regimen is. And if you go to Kellogg's.com/Team USA. Again, that's Kellogg's.com/Team USA. You can check out the videos. You can check out the program. And we also want to hear, your feedback. And on social media, people can let us know what gets them started and end it with hashtag gets me started. It'd be really fun to see what gets everyone else started, too.
Two more before we let you go. I'm going to try and keep you on schedule because they're going to start yelling at me if I make you late, and I don't want to get in trouble. So let's see if we can get both of these in. We're talking about the road to Rio in general, specifically our swim team now, as you were a legendary swimmer. How do our swim team shape up, and who are some of the stars that we should look for in Rio in the pool in just under in right around 100 days?
I think everyone's a star who makes the Olympic team, but, there's always has those standout swimmers. And, of course, the biggest name is Michael Phelps. Here's a guy who thought he was done in 2012. In fact, on Twitter, I remember after he announced his retirement, I said, all right, who wants to bet that he's going to be back in 2016? And he actually tweeted me back and said, I'll bet you. And I'm like, well, maybe he is serious about this. But from experience, knowing what it's like to be retired and missing what you've done your whole entire life, I had a feeling he'd be back, and he's obviously going to be a huge name to watch. On the woman's side, you have Katie Ledecky, who is just an unbelievable distance swimmer. I mean, she can give the men a run for their money. She's so fast. So she'll be a big name to watch. You have Missy Franklin, one of my teammates here on Team Kellogg's, Tom Shields, who will be going up against Michael Phelps. I mean, there's some great, great athletes out there. It'd be really fun to see what happens at Olympic Trials and then on to Olympic Games.
Now watch me try and squeeze this in as they're pulling on your arm to take you away. So I'll make the question fast, and you can make the answer even faster.
Okay.
We're hearing all the word about the Zika virus and everything else. Would you be concerned as an athlete about going down there with its effects? And what has the USOC done to protect our athletes from Zika?
In my experience, having been to 5 Olympic Games, no matter how big the challenge is of what's going on in that country, the host country always deals with any issues, and the Olympics always run smoothly. I mean, if you think about it, in previous Olympics, there's always something that's going on, and I think that as an athlete, the athletes aren't really worried because if it was something that was so monstrous that, the USC wouldn't send the athletes over. So knowing that the USOC is okay with everything, I think the athletes pretty much aren't worrying about what's going on over there because they know that Rio will pull it together, and they're just going to right now focus on what they need to do to get there.
Well, we did it on time, right on schedule.
All
Dara,
right.
Thanks so much for a few minutes. Really a pleasure. Best of luck down the line, and we look forward to talking to you again. It's always a pleasure. Thanks so much for a few minutes.
Thank you so much.